Welcome to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich, where faith meets action and transformation is non-negotiable. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts, and I believe now is the time to step boldly into your power, walk in divine wisdom, and claim the life you were meant to live. Each episode, I'll bring you real, unfiltered truth, because this world needs leaders who refuse to shrink. Let's get it. Welcome back to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts. Say it with me now, out loud, or in your heart. I know who I play for. Today's sacred rebuke is simple, but it will set you free. Truth is liberation. Not half-truths, not polished lies, not illusions dressed up as comfort. The raw, unfiltered truth is what breaks chains. Let's be honest. Most of us say we want freedom, but we avoid the very thing that produces it, truth. Because truth stings. Truth exposes. Truth demands change. But history gives us the map of what happens when a nation chooses truth over an illusion. There have been moments when the United States refused the comfortable lie and leaned into the hard, redeeming truth. And in those moments, the country grew. Did we not see it in the abolition of slavery? Imperfect, incomplete, but a seismic moral shift when the nation finally declared that owning another human being was incompatible with freedom. That truth opened a path, even while the work afterward showed how much root remained. Did we not see it in women demanding the vote, when the suffragists refused the polite illusion that democracy could survive without women's voices? The 19th Amendment altered the shape of our civic life. That truth widened the conversation about who belongs at the table. Did we not see it in the civil rights movement when nonviolent truth-telling met TV cameras and marching feet, and a nation could no longer pretend separate but equal was anything but a lie? The Civil Rights Act and the Voting Rights Act were fruit born when truth forced the law to catch up with justice. And more recently, did we not feel it in Me Too, a tidal wave of testimony that made private abuse public, that moved industries, that created pathways for survivors to be heard, for accountability to take shape, and for civil remedies and criminal investigations to follow? Without that public naming, without truth spoken aloud, many of those cases would have stayed in the dark. Then there was Watergate. If you weren't alive then, or if you were young, imagine this: the slow, stomach-dropping realization that what you trusted about power could be a lie. It started as a story in the press and became an ache in the national chest. Distrust, betrayal, a nation holding its breath while the truth unfolded. People felt embarrassed, angry, betrayed, but they also felt something else, a deep civic awakening. The idea that no one was above the law, the pressure for transparency, the insistence that truth mattered in the halls of power. Those were not small things. They forced institutions to reckon. They made public vigilance a moral act. And if you listen closely, the texture of that moment, the mix of outrage, grief, and resolve, sounds very much like what we hear now when truth begins to surface. All of these moments teach the same lesson. Truth is costly, but it's liberating. The nation grew when it faced the hard thing. The body healed when it stopped pretending. Law changed when people refused to live with the lie. And listen, this is not nostalgia. It's a template. It's proof that when truth is named and held in the light, even when it lands like holy pain, liberation follows. But it also teaches the other half. Naming truth is not the finish line. Abolition required reconstruction and centuries of struggle afterward. Suffrage required economic and legal fights for full participation. Civil rights required continued vigilance against new branches of the same root. Me Too opened pathways to accountability, but it did not close the book on abuse. We must finish the job. Here's the sting. Truth will demand work. It will require exposure, prosecution, policy, repair, and patience. It will require us to stay awake and to refuse to let institutions resanitize the story. But the alternative, returning to illusion because truth is messy, is what lets the rot come back. And if a nation can be freed by truth, and it can, then so can you. The question is, will you do the hard work after the truth is told? Will you stay with repair, with rebuilding, with replanting? Because the liberation of truth is never a single act. It is a steady, brave, communal, long haul. And that's what freedom actually looks like. Illusion may soothe you, but only truth will save you. A nation does not heal by trimming lies. It heals by exposing roots. Watergate taught us this. No one is above the law. Not then, not now. Me Too was not gossip. It was truth cracking the silence of silence. The sting of truth is holy pain, and holy pain births liberation. If a nation can be freed by truth, so can you. John 8:32 is the anchor. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Notice, not comfort, not appearances, not half-truths. Truth is the key that unlocks freedom. Psalm 51:6 says, "Behold, you delight in truth in the inward being, and you teach me wisdom in the secret heart." Liberation doesn't begin out there. It begins in here. The lies we tell ourselves are often the strongest chains. God delights in truth at the root because that's where freedom grows. Proverbs 12:19 reminds us, "Truthful lips endure forever, but a lying tongue lasts only a moment." Illusion has an expiration date. Truth is eternal. That's why empires built on lies collapse. But the truth, though buried for a season, always rises. Ephesians 4:25 says, "Therefore, each of you must put off falsehood and speak truthfully to your neighbor, for we are all members of one body." A body cannot heal if it is living in lies. Whether it's a family, a nation, or a church, truth is the medicine. Without it, infection spreads. Isaiah 59:14-15 gives us the sting of what happens when truth is rejected. So justice is driven back and righteousness stands at a distance. Truth has stumbled in the streets. Honesty cannot enter. Truth is nowhere to be found, and whoever shuns evil becomes a prey. Doesn't that sound like today? When truth stumbles, justice collapses. When truth is avoided, the vulnerable suffer. And Jesus models this in John 18:37 when he tells Pilate, "For this purpose I was born, and for this purpose I have come into the world, to bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth listens to my voice." Christ himself tied his mission to truth. To follow him is to be a lover of truth, even when that truth is costly. And here's the sacred rebuke. God does not liberate through illusion. He liberates through truth. And every time his people have chosen truth over lies, in scripture, in history, and in your own life, freedom has followed. Metaphysically, truth is liberation because truth is resonance. Truth vibrates in alignment with source. Illusion vibrates distortion, pulling you into cycles that consume your life force. Neville Goddard said, "To be conscious of being is to be free to create." Consciousness rooted in illusion is bondage. Consciousness rooted in truth is freedom. When you align with truth, even the hard truth, you step into creative power. Florence Scovel Shinn wrote, "Man sees first his failure or success, his joy or sorrow, before it manifests in the external world." That seeing is truth at work. If you are seeing through lens of fear, you are rehearsing bondage. If you are seeing through the lens of truth, you are rehearsing liberation. Here's the sting. Most people choose illusion because it feels safer. But metaphysically, illusion is expensive. It costs you energy, creativity, clarity, and peace. You keep paying rent to a house you don't even want to live in. Truth may feel costly in the moment, but it pays you back in freedom every single time. And here's the rebuke. You cannot vibrate at two frequencies at once. You cannot hold truth and illusion in the same field. One has to go. That's why truth feels like it stings at first, because it forces illusion out of your field. But once illusion leaves, the field expands. You feel lighter, clearer, freer. That's the liberation of truth. Let's ground this. Close your eyes. Place your hand on your solar plexus. Take in a slow inhale and whisper, "Truth is my frequency." Hold the breath. Feel the body expand. Then exhale slowly and whisper, "Illusion dissolves." Again, inhale, "Truth is my frequency." Exhale, "Illusion dissolves." Notice how your body feels taller, more rooted, more open. That's what truth does. It clears distortion so your energy can stand tall in alignment. Take a slow, deep breath with me. Put your hand on your heart. The truth may sting, but it is the sting that saves. Reflection 1. Where in my life have I been avoiding truth because it feels too heavy? And what has that avoidance cost me? Reflection 2. What illusion have I clung to for comfort, even though I know they keep me bound? Reflection 3. When has truth stung me at first, but later freed me? What shift once I embraced it? Reflection 4. Where do I see truth stumbling in the streets, in my community, my culture, or my nation? And how do I feel called to respond? Reflection 5. Complete this statement in your journal. The truth I most need to face right now is. Then ask, what liberation could follow if I embrace it? Remember, illusion may soothe, but truth liberates, always. So here's the truth. Illusion may comfort you for a moment, but it will never set you free. Only truth has that power. Truth will sting. It will strip away excuses. It will expose what you'd rather keep hidden. But don't mistake the sting for punishment. It is liberation arriving. It is chains. It is cages opening. History proves it. Scripture affirms it. And your own soul knows it. Freedom doesn't come from polished branches or soothing illusions. Freedom comes when truth is spoken, faced, and lived. So let the truth rise in you. Let truth rise in your home. Let truth rise in this nation. Because where truth is, freedom follows. Say it with me now, out loud or in your heart. I know who I play for. Truth is my freedom. Illusion has no hold on me. Stay happy, stay healthy, stay whole, and stay rich in truth. If this message spoke to you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it, live it, and let's go together. Head over to happyhealthywholerich.com for more powerful teachings and join the movement. Remember, your breakthrough is waiting, but you have to show up. Until the next time, stay happy, healthy, whole, and rich.